We are learning Masechtas Vamatzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Zok to Mishnah. Hamakabel Soda Mechaveru. Someone is Makabel a Soda from his friend. Rashi says that we're actually talking about Chakronis over here. Lazara Sairim, and he said he's going to plant Sairim. Tzalach is Lo Yisra and Achitim. You're not allowed to plant Chitim. Why not? Because Chitim is harder on the field than Sairim. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant Chitim. Chitim, if you take it to plant chitim, Yisrael and Sairim, then you'll have to plant Sairim, because chitim ruined the karka more. Rav Shimon Mil, Rav Shimon says, told also, Tvua, lo Yisrael and Kitnias. If you planned and you asked to plant Tvua, you should not plant Kitnias, which is beans, but Kitnias, if you asked to plant Kitnias, Yisrael and Tvua, you should plant Tvua. Then you could plant Tvua, because you already asked for the stronger one, Rav Shimon Mil, Rav Shimon holds that it's also. Now Rashi explains that this Mishnah is only talking about Chakronis. By Chakronis, there's no right for him to change. That means if he said he's going to use it for Sairim, he's paying a set amount per year. He's paying 2,000 bushels a year. So if he says that he's going to plant Sairim, he cannot plant Chitim because it's going to take a stronger toll on the field. There's no right for that. But Zagrashi, if it's Kablonis, where they're shearing it, so he brings the Gemara before, it says, Tichesh Ara, Balichesh Mara, that you don't care, as long as you're making more money, you don't care if the land gets ruined. That's what Rashi brings down. He says, therefore, because this is the cloud, every Mishnah can be owned by one, not the other one, Zokt Rashi, the Mishnah is Dafka by Chakira, it's not by Kablonis, because Kablonis, you'll have to change. And he says, Raya, which says in Gemara before, that the owner could say, I'd rather have the better food than, I don't care about ruining the karka. That's what Rashi says. The Pella is, well, Rishonim will ask in Rashi that, it's not a good dinion for him. Before the case was, I asked you to plant shumshamin, the poppy seeds. I want you to do that. And I told you to ruin the ground because I want the shumshamin. And then you made something else. There it says, I'd rather have the better stuff and I don't care about ruining the ground. But here, he didn't say they allowed to. He's getting the same. He's getting a sheer crop anyway. He didn't say he should plant chitim. He said plant sarim. So mehekatesi, he could change because he's gaining. Who said? And some are showing him, therefore, say the opposite of Rashi. Like the Gra brings down, the Ramban says lahepech. The reason why Mishnah came to Kablonis is because Kablonis is also b'chol inyan. Kablonis also has a change in any case because he dafka wanted those. That crap, not something else, and therefore, like Fakarat, by Kablonis, it's the opposite. It's always awesome. Okay, Zok to Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is mechalik between planting a crop that ruins the ground more, but the other way, you're allowed to do it the other way. But Rav Shimon Gil says, still, even if I'm planting a crop that ruins the land less, and I remember, I'm a chayker over here, I'm paying no matter what, still it's also. What's the reason? Amram Chista, my time, Rav Shimon Gamil, the Chesivis, the Pasuk says, She'eris Yisrael li'asu avlo le'idabru chazov li'imtza b'fiyim losho in tarmis. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael will not go against their word, they keep their word, and here you made up to do something, you're doing the other thing. That is not correct. That's how we're learning Pshat and Shimon Gamil, even though it makes no difference, even though there's no hakpada, but still, you avart is avart. That's how we're first saying Pshat and Shimon Gamil. More than that's a kasha, meisvet. We had this brisa before, we had this in the Sechas Apoilim, Perik Sechas Apoilim. Meisvet. Magvas Purim Lepurim, ve'im medachtikim medav. Magvas Purim means that if the Gabit Tzedakah collect for Purim, so you give it all for Purim, and even though it's extra, you don't care if they have too much, the Aniyim have too much, the poor people have too much for Sudas Purim, you give them more. That's Alts to the Gabi Tzedakah. Now, as the Ani, and the Ani cannot use the Purim money to buy a Ritzua for his shoe, unless he makes a Tanai with the Maimed Anshayir, the Rabbi Yaakov, Shomash Rameyah. This is Rabbi Yaakov, Shomash Rameyah, that they cannot even change something by using the money for Purim for a Ritzua. They can't change that. Shimil is Mekel. Like the top Rashi speaks out, Mekel. Avigad Mashani. Loy Sova de Makar Inchim Midi de Loy Chosnabal. Even though you're changing, but you know, people, if you're not Makbid, they don't care about that. And therefore, we're still in two over here also, that they're not Makbid, that's not called a Shinui. And therefore, why can't you switch it from chitim to asairim? It doesn't ruin the karka. So Amabaya, different Sharm Shimon Gamil. Amabaya, Taima de Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban Shimon, Kedemar. Amar, Haima de Nichle de Titvare. So I'm going to learn Rashi Pshat, and then I'll tell you twice the Pshat. Kedemar. Amar, Haima de Nichle de Titvare. If someone wants to ruin his field, Lizari shasa chiti. 1 year she planted chitim, v'shasa sairi. The next year, barley. Shasa shasi, v'shasa eriv. 1 year, this direction or the other direction. That's how it ruins the field. You have to do the same thing every year. So here, it could be when he told you to plant sairim, and even though it's less harsh on the field, he told you to plant chitim, even though it's more harsh on the field, the problem was last year was chitim, so he has to be consistent. That's why he's telling you to do that. And therefore, it could be akpada, even though when you do sairim, it would be less harsh on the field, but since you want it to be consistent, because you do it every other year, something else, it ruins the field, so that's why he said it that way. So Rashi says that this is only if you didn't plow afterwards and then plow again next year's crop. But if you plow twice in between the two crops, then it does not ruin it. So you could do that. Actually, that Tosfos does speak out. Rav Shimon Mill will be maskim if you carve a tani. Rav Shimon Mill will be maskim if you taka do this carve a tani. Now, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat because he says that, what do you mean? That's the normal way of planting. You change a crop every year. Rashi learning that roots the crop where you do one yechitim or service, that's the normal way of doing things. So therefore he says the mamash the opposite of Rashi. He says, since it's good for the property to switch every year, so therefore if I told you to do the chitim, the harder one, maybe the reason is because last year was sairim. So therefore I don't want you to do sairim again, because it's better to switch. That's the Taish learns the opposite, and that's why I don't want you to switch that way. So the Maravaita is if you are planting grain, you're not allowed to plant beans because beans is harder on the field than the grain. Masdi lo Rav Yehuda lo Ravin Tvua Yisrael Enekinius. When he said over the Mishnah, he read the Mishnah like this: that Tvua, even though I asked you to do Tvua, you're allowed to plant kinius. Amalei Banan Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Tvua lo Yisrael Enekinius. They're not allowed to do it. So how are you reading the Mishnah that way? Depends where you are. In Eretz Yisrael, there's dafka one way or the other one, because there's not so much, the ground is not so fertile in Eretz Yisrael, like Bavel, and therefore, you got to be careful. But in Bavel, the ground is so fertile because it's a valley, and there's always a lot of water there, it's very swampy, so therefore, it's always very moist there, and anything you plant does not ruin the karka, and therefore, you can plant anything you want, and that's not a problem. Ravin, my brother. And Ravin is not his brother, because Rav Yehuda's father's name was not Rav Nachman. It says Ravin Bar Nachman. So he says, Ravin Achi. This is a lashon of chiba. It says, Ravin, my brother. Hani tachli de beikisna, ein behem mishum gezel. These shechalayim, Rashi says, it's cress seeds that grow between the pishton. Now, it's not good for the pishton, these cress seeds. Even though cress seeds have a value, but it's terrible for the pishton. So if you pull it out and take it for yourself, ein behem mishum gezel, because you're helping out the field. But if it's on the border of the pishton field, then yes, mishum gezel, because there it's not harming the pishton, the flax. If the pishton is already finished growing, also, fill the kistanami, even though it's in between the pishton, this cress seeds, yes, mishum gezel, my time, the opposite. Whoever was lost already, now it's already finished growing, doesn't help now to pull out the cress seeds. Omele Rav Yehuda, once you mention Ravin, we have a bunch of members from Ravin over here. Omele Rav Yehuda, Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, Hani Dili Deloch, V'Deloch Dili. We have a case where we are neighbors in our properties, and mine is yours, and yours is mine. How is that? Because that's the minig of the Olam, the Noruk Ben Metzra, Ilan Hanuit Lekan Lekan, Ilan Hanuit Lekan Lekan, Hanuit Lekan Lekan. That Elon, that the Shroshim, the roots, picture it's like a mound around the property, so it's a border, and there's trees on top of it, and where are the roots? If the roots are, even though the tree looks like it's my property, if the roots are on your property, it belongs to you. And any tree in your property that the roots are on my property, it belongs to me. So that's the Lashon of the Li, because even though the tree looks like it's in your property, if the roots are on my property, it's mine. The Itmar, Ilon o'imid ala meitzer, Ilon that's standing on a border, Omar Arav, Hanoit lekan, lekan. If the roots are this way, it's that way. It belongs to the neighbor. Vanoit lekan, the ones that are noited to my side, the roots lekan, belong to me. V'shmuel amachal kino, Shmuel says, anything on the border, we split. That means basically, if the tree is by me and the roots by you, we split it. It's chalkim, tzachalkim. Meisvei, huh? Huh?
What's Yehuda telling Rav and Rav?
No, he's telling you this halacha, the same thing like Rav. Yehuda told Rav and the same halacha like Rav. What's Rav?
You don't know where the roots are.
No, we know what the roots are. We know what the roots are. It's the chiddush. Even though the tree is in my property, if the roots are on your property, it belongs to you. That's the chiddush. Shmuel actually argues. He said exactly like Rav. Someone agur is di itmar. Someone agur is itmar, because it's just saying it's, we had a member of Yehuda said like Rav and says itmar. It's actually a machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you go boss to the roots legamri. It means even though the tree is in my property, the roots on your property goes to you. Shmuel says ichloiku, huh?
And the fruits are all back along the property?
Yeah, all the trees on one side and the roots on the other side, it goes to the side of the roots. Fidat mandiyama. So meisve, ilon o'im adal meitzer, yachloiku. The Brisa says clearly, ilon it's on the meitzer, it's yachloiku. It's a raya to Shmuel, it's a kasha rav, tshuf to the rav. And for the Gemara, tigur Shmuel liba the rav, v'mali kol ha-meitzer kulu. We're talking about a case where the roots go on both sides. Zagrashi, shenotim shroshim lakan v'lakan. The roots on both sides, that's what's yachloiku. But in a case where the roots are on one side, it goes to the person who has the roots. Afraid the Gemara, if the Brisa is talking about the Malikol Ametsa Kula, Yochi, my remember, what's the Chiddush of this whole entire Brisa that says Yachloiko? Of course, it goes to both. L'tzricha, Tali, Tuna, L'chad, Gisa, all the Paris on one side. So now that we're Yachloiko, how do we split it? If we split it down the middle, like on the same direction as the Meitzar, so let's say in a case like that, so I'll get all the fruit, because the fruit's on one side. Well, I'm already telling you the Gemara's tariff. Gemara says the fruit's on one side. So Avakatam, remember, you still split it. What's the Chiddush? Ma'al Tehim Adam Malay Plague Hachi. Split it this way. Kemashwan Adam Malay. Ma'ichaz Apalagaz Hachi. Plague Hachi. You split it evenly. You don't split it down like the direction of the Meitzah, which would make that all the pairs are one side. The Halakha is you split it evenly, and that's the Chiddush. We have another member of Ravan now. Amalay Ravi Hudla Ravan Baranach. When Ravan Achi, Loisis Zavan Aradis Michla Masa. Don't sell property that you have near the city. Don't buy karka. Start again. Don't buy. We'll see this later on. This man says that's a good thing, but this man says it's not good to have land and property that's near the city, and everyone knows who you are and who owns this property. It's also for a person to over his friend's property while it's oimid the kamesah. Looks like a lot because it's an ayin hara. So Rav Yehuda told Ravin that you should not buy a property near the mosque because you're going to have this problem of Amarav, that says that a person can make it ayin hara. Therefore, don't buy any properties near the city. Frank Demar, ain't he? But Ashkin Rav Abba, Talmud Rav, to be the Rav, Rav Abba found to be the Rav, Amar Lahu, my Amarav Bahani Kroi. How's Rav Taichi's Psukim? Baruch Atta Be'ir, Baruch Atta Be'soda, Baruch Atta Be'yecho, Baruch Atta Be'tzeisecho. These are psukim in the brachas and parashas Kisavai, and the brachas before seem like to include everything. What are we adding on with this bracha? Baruch Ata V'Sada, but yeah, Baruch V'Sada, Baruch V'Yachav V'Sada. What are we adding on with this psukim? Va'amrulei, and Rav answered. Hachi and the Talmidim of Rav answered that Rav's pshat was Hachi Amrav Baruch Ata V'Ir She Beischa Somach Beisik Knesses. You should be gebenched in the city, which means your house should be near the Beis HaKnesses. You want to have the Yetzirah, not down with the minion. Baruch Ata Besoda, Shiyu Nechasecha Kreivim Le'ir. That your Nechasim, your business, should be close to the city. If your business is close to the city, it will not be hard for you to bring in the payers and make it easy for you. That's the Baruch Ata Besoda. Baruch Ata Beviyacha, So Timsa Ishtacha Safak Nida V'Shas V'Yoschon HaDarach. That your wife should not be a Safak Nida when you come home from the Darach. And Rashi says, Kol Shekein Vaday. Other Rishonim say, no, Dafka Sofik. A Vaday is a Vaday, you know, one way or another, but the Sofik is the worst. Baruch Ata B'Tzeisecha, Shiyu Tzeitzei Me'mecha Kamoyscha. That your children should be like you. Va'oma, so this is the way he darshaned. Va'oma Lahu, Rabbi Yechon, Va'oma Lahu, Rabbi Yechon, and the answer, Yechon does not say this. But the Kasha is here already. The Kasha is that Rav said, you shouldn't stand next to our property. Why? Because of the problem of ayin hara. And here we see clearly the Rav says it's very good to have your nechasim next to your ear. So it's a stira. But the Gemara finishes up this drasha. The Rav Yechon said different. Because here was a story where Rav Abba found with me the Rav. So Rav Abba answered back, the Rav Yechonon le omahachi. And he types like this, Ela baruch ata be'ir, shehei beis hakisei somos shechonacha. Baruch ata means that your bathroom should be near your table. Like Rashi explains, because you're supposed to go to the bathroom before you eat and after you eat. And therefore, it's very convenient to have a beis kisei next to your shulchan. These days, this is a posture that we take it for granted. But in those days, you had the outhouse, so it was good to have the outhouse very close to your shulchan. Knesses, you don't have to have next to your house. Why? There's a mile of having a basic knesses a little further away because you get the schar pesias. Like Rashi brings down the Gemara and Soita, the Rechon learned this from my almana. They used to walk a long way to his basic knesses to get the schar pesias. Baruch at the Vesada, Shiyu nechasecha meshaloshim. You should make sure you have in your different grains and crops three different crops. If, therefore, if one of them gets a plague, you'll still have other ones. Nechasecha meshaloshim, shlish betua, shlish bezeisim, a third in olives, shlish begvonim, and a third in grapes. Baruch at the Vaviyach of Ardusecha means, Sheti ziyoschim la'olam, viyoschim. Then when you leave the world, you should be like when you came to this world. Ma biyaschol olam b'leched. Just like when you came to this world, it was out of Avera. Avet yiraschol olam b'leched. Same thing, when you leave this world, it should be b'leched. Al kaponim, the kasha was, stira rav a rav. So my answer is like kasha. So the kasha, rav says that it's good to have the property next to your ear. And there it says it shouldn't because of ayin hara. Like kasha, hod mahadle shura v'riska. It's not shver. If you make a wall around it, so then, there's no problem ayin hara. So, the case where he said it's good to have your property next to the city is when you have a wall around it and no one will see it. The case is, we don't have a wall around it and there people will see it, there you have a problem ayin hara.